Yeah, sorry. It's a little hard for me to get comfortable tonight. I'll try and sit still, just give me a sec. I know. I'm sorry. Just. Doesn't the bed feel a little more uncomfortable than usual? Like, at all? Maybe it's only on my side then. Or maybe it's the temperature. I don't know. Yes, I know. You're warm and we have blankets. I'm not saying that I'm cold. I'm just. Maybe it's too hot in here or something. Or probably we need a new mattress. Because I'm just uncomfortable, okay? Well, maybe it's the fact that we do sleep in here all the time that makes it so worn down. I'll probably have to ask someone in the morning to get me a new bed soon. I'm not being a. Forget I even said anything. I'm fine. Let's just go to sleep. No, I'm not still drunk. I didn't even have anything tonight. After I got us the drinks, you walked off somewhere else and I didn't want mine anymore. I just wasn't feeling it, okay? Is that the craziest thing you've heard all night or what? Yeah, I can believe that one. But his joke was probably like the second worst thing I've heard all night. Nothing, it's fine. Why do you want. Fine, I'll sit up. What? Did you want to talk or something? I'm not being weird. I'm just tired, okay? Well, we had a long night at the party, and I just feel like going to bed. Is that not a normal thing to want? I know, I wasn't comfortable. That's not my fault. My mattress is just getting old and worn down. It's not that serious. We don't need to talk about anything. We can just go right back to sleep like we always do. You can deny it all you want, but I know you love cuddling. Fine. You know what? If you want to know so bad, then I'll tell you what's wrong. What the hell was that joke you made after that one guy said something to us? The one where you told them I was somehow flaunting my gay around? Were you somehow too embarrassed to be seen next to me? Or am I just not allowed to be in the same room with you in public anymore? All because some guy told us what we looked like at the party. It was not a harmless comment. You called me out in front of everyone. Even though you know just as much as I do about what we've been doing with each other lately. I know. I get that we weren't doing anything at the time, but the stuff that they talk about us doing is stuff we actually do. So would you rather me take the entire fault for those things when you also initiate it sometimes? All because your image is like more important than mine? I know people see you more highly than me. It's just that I feel like I've put so much effort into protecting your image, and instead of protecting mine back, you would rather push me into a corner. Right. You're right. I probably should have just walked away from the situation when it happened. That's on me. Especially since, I mean, I don't like that kind of attention, but I just don't understand what we're doing here. I know that we keep all of this a secret, but what are we in public? What would you call this? A friendship? Acquaintances? Because I don't want all of this to be seen as much as you don't. And yet I'm the first one you target when it gets even partially close to affecting you. A little friendly sounds like a lot less than what it actually is in here. And would somehow sound worse when it's out there. I don't know what I'd call it, but it seems like whenever we get a look for walking too close or being a bit too friendly, then you're always the first one to push me away. We can still be good friends without people thinking anything of us. And even if they do, then we can always say something else that makes them think differently. But why did it have to fall on me for being gay to try and cover things up? Can't there be some kind of, like, other excuse? How is it not an excuse? Do you want to sit there and tell me I'm some seductress trying to take you home because I'm actually gay? You do the same exact things that I do. And you start it sometimes, so wouldn't that make both of us gay? Yeah, no, I get it. It's not like we're in a relationship or anything. And you don't even want to be with a girl to begin with. Or just keeping our boundaries and having fun. Otherwise, we might somehow become actually gay. Right? But I'd rather, if we could stick to messing around a little, if we could keep doing what we're doing, doesn't have to be anything label-y like that. I'm not trying to make it into a big deal. It's just that now everyone thinks that I'm gay. So every time they almost judge us for how we're acting, I'm the one that's going to be taking the fall for it. It just doesn't seem that fair. No, I'm not saying you should have called yourself that. I'm saying we could have come up with something else entirely. All the guy said was, hey, let's be honest, you two seem a little close, which could have been nothing. Because it, like, doesn't mean anything to anyone. It only means that we're good friends, doesn't it? Does yeah, sure mean yes, or I don't know? Because I don't know what you want here, what you want from this. I know when we started, you asked if I wanted something a little more fun, and I'm not exactly sure what I agreed to when you said that. I've just been going along with you this entire time, but you never told me what this is. I know, I just said we don't have to label it, but like, is it only going to be us having fun for God knows how long? Because you seem to have made it pretty clear that you don't like being seen with me as much as you like taking me home for whatever this is. So it would make sense if you don't want anything more. But is it bad that I might actually want something more from this? Like maybe, even if it was in private, I'd want to start doing more things together. Going out somewhere, having a meal, doing each other's makeup. Maybe something that's not just fun in the bedroom. Not like a couple, but like, I don't know. I just might have a bit more feelings for you than this. And I don't want to limit our time together to smaller moments when we're in the mood. How am I the one making this weird? We've been doing this for how long? And yet it's weird when maybe I have a little bit more feeling than whatever this is. It's weird that I want an actual relationship with someone rather than something like empty like this. Yes, I think that this is empty. We're not even talking to each other as much as we should be. You don't even think we're good friends, even though we spend, like, more time with each other than most friends ever have. But now, all of a sudden, it's weird to want a connection. Where are you going? You can't seriously think this is going to solve anything. After everything we've gone through, everything we've done, you want to just run away? And then what? Because I don't think some other girl is going to come along and give you exactly what you need. So all you're going to do is leave yourself alone all over again. All because of... of what? I don't get it. I don't get you. What is it that you actually want?